Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
And now, I'm just trying to spell it out for the listeners.
Felger and Mast.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B.
Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mast.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell out for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bill, do you plan on having Cam Newton as your quarterback going forward?
Yeah, absolutely. Just wanted to get Stitt a little experience here.
It's hour number two, Felger and Maz on a reentry Monday, presented by East Boston Savings Bank. Come to you from our Townford Tire Studios here in Dorchester. That's Belichick's vote of confidence after the game. You have a thought on that, Murray?
I do, yeah. Stidham is an abject disaster. And that he didn't start that second half, he can't get on the field to start that second half, tells you all you need to know. They think he's hopeless. And whatever confidence that they had in him over the summer, poof, gone. They do not trust him at all. For Bill Belichick to go out there after that game last night and say, Cam Newton's still our guy. When you have a kid with upside and unknown, they think he's absolutely hopeless.
Agreed.
I don't know how you can come to any other conclusion.
Big part of the story.
Oh, definitely.
Big part of the story. And I'm sorry, usually the guy that comes in, even if he has no reps and little practice time, if he's any good, he shows a little something.
Mm-hmm.
Garoppolo certainly did, you know, when he got his chances, whether it was the Kansas City Massacre, you know, going back to 2014 or whatever.
You see something that makes you go, ooh.
It's a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you, even Brady, you know, in the Bledsoe game, the Jets game, when Bledsoe got trucked by Mo Lewis, Brady came in that game and a little tiny something. And so Stidham in his opportunities has shown absolutely nothing. Zero.
Squat.
Scary. So that's the story, too. You know, this is all fine if Stidham is someone they're developing and is good and has a chance. Then it's all sort of okay. I feel like he's going in the opposite direction, too. So here's the funniest thing I read all weekend. Jeff Howe, The Athletic, last night wrote this. Belichick said Sunday that Newton, the cut you just heard, will absolutely remain the starter. And he has unquestionably developed a loyalty to him, Belichick to Newton. But 9 days before the trade deadline, the Patriots must consider all options, including one that might have seemed like utter blasphemy a few weeks ago. What if the Cowboys or another quarterback-needy team calls about Newton? Cowboys owner Jerry Jones lusts over star power, has a team that is still a half game out of first place in the atrociously bad NFC East, and can't seem to figure out what he wants to do long-term with Dak Prescott. If Jones is desperate enough to offer a high-round pick.
Oh, God. A high-round pick for Cam Newton?
If Jones is desperate enough to offer a high-round pick, Belichick should at least listen as the season remains in the balance. A high-round pick?
I'm getting desperate. I'm feeling it in my plums. What do you want?
A high-round pick?
Yeah, I think they can get a first form foul guy.
That's bananas.
A high round pick.
And I wouldn't be shocked if it's Dallas.
A high round pick? What does that mean, a high round pick?
A fourth?
Second? How are you going to get... He can't throw the ball 8 yards to the stakes for an easy third down convert. What are you talking about, a high first round pick? He's about to get cut.
Yeah, but the Cowboys are stupid, foul guy.
No. Cam Newton is this close to not just losing his job, maybe getting released, because why have him on your roster just to sit him? Like, no. What do you mean a high round pick?
Didn't you read what he wrote there? He lusts for star power. There.
How are you going to get? Why are you going to get a? You can't even get a box of jock straps for him. He was available to the whole league for nothing. For nothing. Zero. and a minimum salary, and no one took him. No one wanted him. He was available for nothing, only needed to be signed for a minimum level salary, plus incentives. Then he goes out and he plays, and he's one of the worst quarterbacks in the league right now. How does that get you a high first round pick? He was just available for nothing.
Bill's playing chess. Everyone else is playing checkers.
And he sucks. So how are you going to rest of a high? How are you going to get anything for him?
No, you're not.
You get a box of athletic tape.
You might get a box of chocolates.
What are you talking about, a high pick? That's the most absurd thing. I don't mean to yell at Jeff Howe, but like...
No, it's delusional.
No, it's preposterous.
And I do think that there is something that there, maybe with Dallas calling for a quarterback, whether that's Hoyer, Stidham, maybe Cam Newton. But you're not going to get anything better than maybe a fifth-round pick for any of those guys.
Tops.
How are you going to get a fifth round? He was just available for nothing.
Yeah, tops. I would say more like a sixth or a seventh, if that, just from some... Because the contract's nothing, right? So whoever takes him pays him nothing.
Nothing! It's what you paid him.
High-round pick.
Nothing.
It's crazy.
He was available for no compensation, either in terms of draft picks or salary, just 3 months ago. And no one wanted him other than you. No one. Now he's gone out and has just about been one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. Now that's going to translate to a high pick? Oh, my God. Stop sniffing glue. Like, what is that? Are you sniffing freaking paint?
Asinine. It's asinine. And again, here's the other thing, and I know that
Jerry Jones is stupid, but...
And I know that their division is awful, too.
Is he on acid?
Dallas is 2-5.
No, that I get. Like, that piece to it, I get. Okay? So Dallas is right in they're in the race. Okay? I get that. But how does that get you a high pick for Cam Newton?
It doesn't.
No, it's crazy.
No, it doesn't. And here's the other thing. Like, again, because I always say, look at it from the other side. You're the Cowboys. You're 2-5. You had Dak Prescott, and you were losing. I think they should focus on the defense. Just my 2 cents. Just my sense. Like, that's just my opinion.
Oh,
like, it's laughable. It's laughable.
Even if they called the Raiders for Marcus Mariota, they're not going to get a second in return for Marcus Mariota. You know, like, that's just, that's crazy.
I don't care about Marcus Mariota. I'm
talking about any other quarterback.
I don't care about the Cowboys. But, let's put Newton on the market. Let's shop him.
For what?
He was just on the shelf for the entire... It was a free giveaway.
Couldn't agree more.
And no one wanted him. No one took him. And it cost him no draft picks and no money. And no one wanted him. Okay? So how are you going to get anything for him now? I mean, that is... Come on, man. Come on.
The column was ghostwritten by a caller.
Who should start this weekend?
Stidham.
I think you give Newton one more shot.
No. Honestly, it should be probably Hoyer, if you want to know the truth. But I'm assuming he's not an option.
No, it's a good point.
Because he's dead and buried. It should be Hoyer. The last time Hoyer was on the field, they had 3-13 play drives.
It should be Hoyer. Thank you.
Murray actually had a...
It should be Hoyer.
Had an idea last night. He was half joking, but I actually kind of like it. You have Hoyer start, and then when you get to the red zone, put Cam Newton in. Because you can't trust Hoyer in the red zone, obviously, after how he played in Kansas City.
And then have Newton run.
Yeah. It should be Hoyer. It should be Hoyer.
It really should be, yeah.
It should be Hoyer.
Which should tell you plenty, again, and I hate to keep coming back to this. I just don't think there's any way around it. That is your solution at quarterback.
So here's what I'm not doing.
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
Attaboy. I'm not playing Stidham to, quote-unquote, see what I got. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I'm not doing that. I'm not giving up on the season. The division's still in play on paper. And I've seen Bill coach his way out of some things. Maybe not this bad, but he's pulled rabbits out of his ass before. You know he has. So I need to see the team look this way against the division before I call it and bury it. So I'll start Stidham if they legitimately believe he's better than Newton and Stidham gives them a better chance to win this week. Then I'll start Stidham. But I'm not doing that thing to play Stidham to, quote unquote, see what we got. And start developing them. I'm not doing that yet. We're not in that. For me, I don't want to see that yet.
You're insane, Felger.
Thank you, Greggy. I still want to see them try and eke out the division.
Woof.
I do. I'm not ready to call it. So win this week. And then win next week. And see what a little momentum behind your sails does going forward. And just see. And see if 9-7 can win this division. I'm not willing to give up on that yet. Nor should they be. Okay? Because I'm sorry, you're not going to get the first pick. You're not going to get a top. There's too many teams tanking. Too many bad teams. Okay, so, but Hoyer's the answer. Hoyer should be the one starting.
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
Boy, Greg, you had it from the start.
I mean, I'm not joking.
Just great point. I don't know why I didn't think of it sooner.
No, I think Hoyer would be the best choice to start for them right now, which is scary. I mean, that's scary. But at least in that Kansas City game, they were in it. Like, you know,
until they weren't because of him.
Well, so true.
But he's the last guy to move the offense.
But you know how Bill holds a grudge. He ain't going to see the field again.
No, it's so
Hoyer's
true.
Done.
Murray, so true. The point is they don't have a choice.
But, Maz, I'm ultimately with you guys, and I can't stand Brian.
Me neither.
He sucks, but at least he can move the ball in the passing game.
The last time the offense moved, he was the quarterback. Yeah.
Yes. So
he
look,
had 3-13 play drives.
I know, so that's it's pathetic. It is. It's pathetic, but that's where they are, which is why I come back to that same thing. How do you treat the quarterback position so cavalierly over the span of a couple of years now, okay? So cavalier that I will just plug in the next guy. How do you get to that stage that your options are a fourth-round pick who looks like he can't play, a veteran guy in Brian Hoyer who's been around the block forever and sucks, or a guy who's broken down and the entire league passed on? How do you get to that stage?
Weren't there people just a month ago saying the Pats had one of the best quarterback rooms in the league?
Yes.
Do you remember we were reading this?
Oh, yeah. What was that? Who wrote that?
Was that Howe again?
Maybe. Oh. Maybe. And how about that? How about the Adam Schefter telling us that teams were stupid because they had money invested in a quarterback and the Patriots only had $2.5 million invested or something? Do you remember that comment?
Yes, do you remember that one? Oh, my God.
You jackass. Talk about taking the cheese from Belichick and everybody else in Foxborough. Like, now I'm supposed to believe that that's a, how is that a good thing? How is that a good thing when you don't have an effing quarterback? The people treat it like you could just stick some Joe back there and win games.
I kind of fell into that mess.
It's too much. You can take it too far. You take it too far. The bottom line is that when the bullets start flying, you need somebody back there who has a clue.
I'm not willing to come off of it. Joe average.
But the problem is they don't have Joe average.
Okay, so
right
that's why I was wrong.
They got three suck bags.
I thought Hoyer was Joe average.
They don't have somebody back there that can process it all. They don't have that.
I can't believe that Stidham isn't even Joe average. Like, what was all that hype about and then not doing anything at that position? I mean, I thought that was a tell, that we at least think he's Joe average, can go in and keep the train on the tracks. And to not even be able to do that, not even be close to be able to do that.
Oh, my gosh, it's so demoralizing to watch. I can only imagine how the guys on the team feel.
Okay, back to your calls.
So demoralizing.
Right after this, I promise.
Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Felger and Mass, number one, because they know how to build winning relationships.
The players are arrogant dirtbags.
Dingbat.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Cam, how would you characterize the health of your right throwing shoulder?
It's fine.
Could you repeat that, Cam? I couldn't hear it.
It is fine.
Okay. And I'm just mechanically, how are you feeling? You know, the mechanics have been the last couple weeks since you've been back.
Well, I've just been pressing. I don't think it's anything with mechanics. It's you know, seeing the situation at hand. And, you know, I caught myself just pressing too much. You know, the energy is, you know, definitely been off, you know, for me. And at times it's not rewarding when you're just going out there with this aura about yourself that's not you. You know, I love playing this football game. I have fun playing this football game, but the performances here, you know, hasn't been somewhat delightful for me to have fun in doing. So, you know, I just got to be better. And, you know, a lot of things starts and stops at that position, and, you know, I understand that. And I have put this team in a rut, you know, with the performances here. And yet, you know, just start over with Monday and see where it goes.
Cam Newton insisting everything is fine physically.
Don't you think fine's kind of open to interpretation?
Well,
I do.
I mean, I don't want to hear it. I don't think that's the story. He's not seeing open receivers. There's guys who are open. And I'm not sitting here telling you, like, that you've got a great receiving crew or great weapons, but there are plays there to be made. There are. Everyone who's at the games is saying it. Everyone who's looking at the films is showing it. Look at the screen grabs out there, the tape out there. It's there. So he's not even going with the right place with the ball for me to see whether the arm's good or bad. Or he, we're not even there yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then the times, well, I don't know how you explain the interception and that bounce ball to Bird. I mean, it just comes out of his hand wrong. I don't know. Maybe that is injury, but there's just too many bad decisions for me to get to the injury part of it.
See, I don't think that those throws are injury. I think that they're mental. I look at him and go, he can't throw. He's afraid to throw it, or he's trying too hard, or he's a mental case. And you know what? I mean, I hate to make it this simple, too, but if we're talking about him in particular, how come they're not running more of the read option stuff they ran in the Miami game? Where did that go?
I don't know.
Why is that? Maybe, it feels to me like they're not playing it with strengths anymore. So they're trying to change him into something he's not, which is this guy who can survey the field and go through these progressions. I'm not sure he's ever been that. And the bottom line is, I don't think he fits.
Milton in Providence, back to the phones. Go ahead, Milton.
Mike, my biggest fear as a Patriots fan has come true, and that's having to watch this post-Brady's team not have a plan at quarterback. And, you know, I called right before the season started when they named Cam the starting quarterback, and I said, you know, if Belichick is into sports cars, he's getting a Lamborghini and Cam Newton, but it's a Lamborghini with 100,000 miles on it. And that's exactly what he looks like. The physical aspect of it is just not there. And I know, like, you know, the suits want to say that it's all mental, but the arm is just not there. And as far as Stidham, you know, I thought Stidham would come in and sort of give us maybe just a drive where we could go, you know, that's, you know, we could, let's start with Stidham now because we saw something last night, but that didn't happen either. He tripped over his, you know, center, and then he threw a pick, and he sort of just looked like a mess. So
every time he comes in, it's like worse than the time before. I mean, he threw one nice ball in Kansas City, I guess. Other than that, he looked like Shakes the Clown. He got in last year, pick six, gets in last night, interception. You know, we're not allowed to go to camp, but every day you read about him in camp, he's throwing interceptions. Like, this is not a one-off thing.
He's thrown 27 career passes. He's got four picks.
They all go to the other team. It's just time after time, whether
seriously,
it's in the game or it's in practice or whatever. It's all the same.
He's 13 for 27 with four picks.
Jesus. No planet quarterback.
None.
Worst thing you can do.
None.
Worst thing you can be.
Most important position in sports.
Huh. Ay vey.
And they treated it like they were just popping fuses in a fuse box.
Fred and Melrose, go.
Hi, guys. How are we doing?
Good.
Okay. This is for all these negative crawlers. The Patriots were 8-0 last year when they had the cupcake schedule. Then Tom Brady went 4-5, lost in the playoffs to Tennessee. They got steamrolled. What do they think his record would be now with the same talent they have in the field? They went 4-5. They're continuing what they started off with last year. This year, it's no different.
Okay.
Tommy Boy would have won maybe. He'd probably be the same exact record right now with the talent they have.
I disagree.
Okay, not a bad point, Fred. I think you've overstated it. I don't know if they're 2-4, but I mean, they're not 5-1 or anything like that.
No, they're not. But did they beat Denver?
You know, yeah. Yes. I mean, so I think Brady would have won.
Did they win the Seattle game?
Hold on. What Brady are we talking about? Are we talking about pouty, sad Tom the last couple of years? I just don't want to be here, 1 foot out the door, Tommy? Or the real Tommy Brady?
If it's pouty, sad Tom, you have one more win. You beat Denver.
Right. You're 3-3.
Thank you. If it's the real Brady.
You're 4-2, maybe 5-1.
Okay. Right. But we had lost that guy years ago.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, but so again, the pouty Brady to me, I sort of equate to, give me a run-of-the-mill average quarterback.
Right, this is where I'm at, right? Joe Average. Give me Joe Average.
Okay, you should still be 3-3 or 4-2.
But it goes back to if they just gave him a real deal, and if Bill could have just lightened up, you would have the Brady you're seeing now in Tampa. It wasn't that big of an ask.
Okay, so again, Murray, I'm more frustrated by the fact that they didn't do anything. Like, whether it was Garoppolo or commit to Brady or make a trade for a guy that they liked or were aggressive on the free agent market, they didn't do anything. They just sat there. And they just waited to see what was left and said, oh, we can win with that guy. And it's blown up in their faces, completely blown up in their faces. That is the height of arrogance. That is this attitude that, oh, no, our crap doesn't stink. We poop ice cream. Let's plug whoever we want in there and we'll win games. And it doesn't work that way.
Is Josh McDaniels on the list? John in Vermont, is Josh McDaniels on your list?
Yeah, I was just curious. How does he figure into these losses in the Patriots organization?
He should.
At this point?
He should.
Thank you.
Yep. Has he developed the quarterback? Is the quarterback getting better or worse?
Worse.
And maybe this falls into your thing, Maz. Maybe they had given themselves a false sense of security because it did get better with Matt Castle.
Mm-hmm.
And they did develop him through the season. And Garoppolo was developed
mm-hmm.
to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, an NFL quarterback that they developed. And they even won with Jacoby Brissett. And maybe they got duped, as I sort of have, into believing that the coaching's so good, you just give them the right guy, they can develop them. And maybe they thought they could do it with just about anybody.
Yeah, but they don't have the right guy. Not for their system. And we knew this at the beginning. This was, how's it going to fit? How's it going to work? Newton doesn't run this kind of offense. And Newton has always been a threat because he's multidimensional. He can run. And his legs are a huge part of his game. I don't see the legs being part of the game here now. It seems to me like they're asking him to drop back and survey the field, and he can't play that way. And you know what? That part of it's on them, not him.
Eddie in Rhode Island, what do you got?
Yeah, I was just wondering when you and Maz were going to finally say that last year wasn't Brady's fault. The team sucked. They had nothing around them.
See, but that's not true.
Because he had a worse offensive line.
And Eddie, they still went 12-4, right? So, maybe I'm misunderstanding you. I didn't say it was all his fault. I'm saying he didn't help matters. But the one thing I will say about Brady is this, and I think this is where they underestimated it. He didn't screw him by turning the ball over 3 times a week. Like, they can't even get Newton to just avoid the big mistakes.
I mean, Brady's much better than what we're seeing. Even sad, pouty, you know, 1 foot out the door, Tommy, was better than this. But I will never, ever change my mind on the way Brady carried himself the last couple of years. A starting quarterback who doesn't show up to passing camps in the offseason is dysfunctional, bad for business, and hurts your team. Fact, not opinion, period, story over.
What caused him to act that way?
So that's different. So you could say Tommy should just, I mean, I think Tom should just take it because everyone has a boss. So his boss is mean. Aw, my boss is mean. I'm not going to show up.
Well, it turns out Tom was right. He was the more important piece, and he was hiding all these flaws that the coach and this team have had here for recent years.
He didn't hide them last year. We just went over this. They looked the same. They were 4-6 after that 8-0.
Only so much you can do with bad drafts and bad personnel.
Well, so there you go. Well, there we go. So we're in the same spot. He didn't make it better last year when they got in the second half, and it was this, roughly the same thing as the previous caller just said, and we agreed. So he didn't cover for it last year. He didn't cover for it last year. He covered for it when he was fully invested. When he was fully invested and all in and just showed up and was Tom Brady, he covered for it. And then when he, you know, became Dan Marino, he stopped covering for it. So I don't forgive him for that. It doesn't make it his fault, but that's what happened. That's what he was. And I'm not changing my mind on that. You can't convince me that it's cool for a starting quarterback not to show up in the offseason. It's just not. He's the only one that doesn't do it, only one that didn't do it. That's not cool. He knows it's not cool. He started, and if when he was in Tampa, he was Johnny on the spot. First one in, last one out. I mean, they didn't even have off-season workouts, and he was doing it. So he knows.
So he had to fight back. You're going to be a dick to me, I'm going to be a dick to you.
Well, that's a different argument. It's a dick fest. Fine. Go ahead. Like, he won that one. He was the bigger dick. Yep, you win. Okay, great. I do not forgive him for not showing up in the offseason or the way he carried himself the last couple of years.
Again, this is what I'm saying, though, is that whether you think they should have kept Brady, whether you think they should have kept Garoppolo, whether you think that they should have gone out and made a trade or drafted someone higher in the – whatever. They did nothing.
They butchered the quarterback thing.
Oh, my God, did they ever.
Okay, and even if Bill coaches his way out of this one, which is not – the odds aren't great on that, but even if he does, they've still butchered it.
Right, where's it going?
Because you know what? They're back in the quarterback market next year. Because Newton's not the answer, and Stidham's not the answer, and I'll give up on Hoyer even. For the purposes of this, they're back in the quarterback market. They really butchered it.
It really is. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's unbelievable they could end up here with the brain power they have down there. To be in this spot right now without a quarterback blows me away.
Here's Big Jim Murray's update, then we're right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
It's the show the crowd goes wild for.
Boo! Boo.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I know you guys are a confident bunch, but did you ever think you would come to New England and deliver Bill Belichick his worst home loss as a coach there?
It never was really in my mind. I obviously wanted to come here and get a win, but to me, it didn't matter if we won by one or if we won by 100. It was just, just go and get the win. And that was the mindset we had this week. Same thing we had last week. And you just got to keep that mindset the rest of the season.
Well, as part of this whole conversation, Maz,
yeah,
you could bring up that they had a guy.
I could. I'm trying to be nice.
I could say they had the guy. You could say they had a guy.
Yes, they had a guy.
They had a guy.
They had a guy. It's better than what they got. Murray, would you agree with that?
Yes, I will give you that.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's so bad that, yeah, he's an upgrade from how bad it is here. So, sure. He was a big factor yesterday, though. Boy.
Do you think he was bad, though?
It's fine.
Try not to be douchey for like 2 minutes and just talk about what...
How'd you like that first interception?
What'd you think that you saw? So how did he play?
He's fine. He was fine. He was a non-factor in that game. The third down that he hit Kittle, and it was a play by Kittle because he's the best tight end in the game, where he was one-on-one with Gilmore. Nice throw. And when he picked up the third down with his legs on the first drive, two nice plays. Good for him.
So look,
any decent quarterback can have two nice plays. You guys overrate him. You overrate him. So stop trying to shove it down my throat.
I'm not trying to do anything. I'm just asking how you feel. You cannot discuss it without being a douche about it.
And you guys the same way.
Listen. I haven't even mentioned it.
You're right. I might overrate him. You're right. I might. He's still better than the sack of garbage that you have on the
without
freaking,
question.
Any
I'll
one of those three guys. He'd take the best parts of all three of those guys, and Garoppolo would still be better. And, like, the one thing I don't want to hear, and guy in Boston did this when he threw two picks yesterday. Oh, just shut up. The second one was at the end of the half. It was a Hail Mary.
Douchey commentary
okay,
again.
Okay, let's just throw that one out. The rest of the game, he was 20 for 24. Okay, so when look, a lot of them were easy throws. Sideways throws. Fine. Whatever. He didn't blow the game for him, though, did he? Which is what your guys are doing.
I think he's a fine little player. I think he's good.
Would you admit, though, for a time after that first horrible interception, which he's wont to do game in, game out, that they kind of went away from him?
Yes, big time, and I think that's a Shanahan flaw.
Oh,
Okay.
I do. Okay. I think that this is part of the problem. Like, he clearly got gun-shy about it. It's like, okay, your quarterback made a bad throw. So, like, but you know, Shanahan goes into a shell. Now, look, as it turned out.
Well, but when you average 8 yards a carry, of course, whatever, like, why would you ever throw it?
Of course. So, as it turned out, the Patriots couldn't stop him. So, what difference does it make? Like, completely. But I think this is part of the reason why, you know, he's hit a wall. And I think you got to fight through that. And you got to not make the same mistakes. And look, if Garoppolo keeps making them, fine. He might never stop making them, Murray. You might be right. Mm-hmm. I also think Shanahan totally goes into a shell and gets scared.
You know how douchey he gets? Like,
oh, yeah,
you know,
no. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Like, he just can't, like,
I'm used to it.
Have a normal conversation about it.
James D. Murray. The D is for douche.
Oh, so smarmy.
That's,
he's fine.
Not heard since that Super Bowl, Jim. You were right, but that's okay.
Because you're wrong.
Okay.
He's a fine little player, and they would have been in good shape if they had kept him.
I think so, too.
I mean, not as good. I mean, you're not going to be as good a shape as what you had. Who is? I mean, you can't. You can't duplicate that. You're not going to. But would that have been a acceptable succession plan? And would you be in good shape quarterback-wise if you had done that?
Yes.
Yes. You would have. You would have.
Yeah, I can't
better than,
believe.
Better than what they had, yes. But I didn't choose Cam Newton or Hoyer or Stidham. I didn't do that. That's the coach.
I can't believe they're in this spot.
Well, no, but I'm not even saying better than what they have. Everything's better than what they have. What they have is one of the worst situations in the league.
I mean, that's the part that blows me away.
Of course Garoppolo's better than that. He's better than most. He's better than most. And he's better than most succession plans. It's not easy to do. Most teams screw it up. And you didn't. You had it. Until the quarterback pitched a fit and the owner gave in. And so now here you are. Now here you are with nothing. Zero. And I don't know.
Stunning, isn't it? I mean, it is. It's stunning. Again, they gave away. They lost Brady, Garoppolo, and Brissett, and got a second, a compensatory pick in the 2021 draft, and Philip Dorsett.
You'd be in better shape with Brissett here.
My gosh,
no,
totally.
They actually would.
They would.
I mean, right? So, I mean, if we're just grading against where they are, anything would be better. Anything would be better. But I'm talking about just grading against all time. And, you know, it's not Aaron Rodgers following Favre or Young following Montana. I'm not doing that thing. But it's the next step down. I mean, you're in it.
You're functional.
You're still the Patriots. You're functional. And you've got a guy and you're building around the guy. And, you know, you'll see where it goes from there. As opposed to this, where they're nowhere and there's no end. They haven't even hit bottom on it yet to start building back up. So they've done the one thing you just can't do. They've done the one thing you just can't do, and that's leave yourself in this no man's land. And so that's where they are. That's the scariest part. So whether they had the guy or a guy, at least they had a guy. They had a guy. And boy, so that just made it a little worse that you had to see it yesterday. Again, not that of course he didn't win the game, Murray. Of course he didn't. But he's a functional, real NFL quarterback.
He didn't lose it.
John in the car. Go ahead, John. What do you got?
Yeah, so, guys, one of the things you guys keep forgetting about, you love the soundbite about how Belichick told Thomas Dimitroff that Doug Baldwin's the same guy as Julio Jones. Well, a year or two ago, in one of those articles by Wickersham or somebody else, they said at the same time that they thought they could bring in just any no-name quarterback to do the same exact job as Tom Brady. And clearly that's not the case.
No, that's not what they said. They said exactly, frankly, just the opposite. They said just the opposite. I'll find you the exact line if you want to give me, if Maz wants to talk for 30
seconds,
I'll find
you. Yeah, absolutely. No, and I remember it too, but and it wasn't Doug Baldwin, it was Jonathan Baldwin, who was ended up being drafted, I think, by Kansas City, I want to say late in the first round. It was a complete and total bust, useless player in the league. And this is one of my great concerns with Belichick, that to him, all players are the same, or close to it. You know, again, that there are...
Well, at the very least, he's got a blind spot when it comes to wide receivers.
Well, but I think he does it at every position. I think he throws a lot of guys into a pile. Now, look, he's better at the guys that are closer to the ball. He's very good at drafting linemen. I don't think there's any question there. But I think that he generally throws guys into a pile and says, well, any one of these five is the same, or any one of these six is the same. Now, does he know that, you know, Aaron Rodgers is more gifted than Jarrett Stidham? Yes, of course. Yes, But I think that he just lumps a bunch of players together and says, we'll take any one of these.
So here's the story. Again, picking up sort of right in the middle of the mess where the Bills started busting the balls of Alex Guerrero. And Wickersham writes that complicating matters more was that Brady and Garoppolo share Don Yee as an agent. And complicating matters even more was that Belichick did not want to trade Garoppolo. He had passed on dealing him last spring, meaning the spring of 2017.
17, right.
When Garoppolo was in high demand. Then in early September, Belichick did trade third-string quarterback Jacoby Brissett to the Colts for wide receiver Philip Dorsett. Quote, if we trade Jimmy, we're the Cleveland Browns with no succession plan. One person inside the organization said earlier in the year. So just the opposite, caller. They were talking then, when they had these guys, that we can't trade him because you need a succession plan. And then they ended up trading him for a bag of beans.
I remember the comment the caller was talking about, though. There was one out there that Belichick believes that they could win with a lot of quarterbacks. There was something like that.
Okay, well, I mean, I define win.
Well, so right. I mean, yeah,
I mean,
that's right.
Six Super Bowls? No.
Right.
I mean, win divisions? Yes.
Right.
Okay, and then, you know what? Instead of six, can you win one or two with a different guy? Like, maybe that's what he's talking about. I don't think even he doesn't believe he could have won six with another guy.
No, no. See, I think people misinterpret the win thing, and they think he means championships. And what he's saying is he can go out and go 11-5 and then make the playoffs and take his chances.
So, again, they have Garoppolo, they have Brissett, and it's they're saying, they're, and again, this is quoting one person inside the organization, Bill Belichick. It's Bill. If we trade Jimmy, we're the Cleveland Browns. He gets to take a shot at his old team in the same process.
Absolutely.
Okay? It's Bill. If we trade Jimmy, we're the Browns. No succession plan. Then what happens? Tommy pitches a fit, the owner gets cold feet, and Jimmy's gone. Now they have no succession plan. And then they really screwed it by not extending Brady a year or two to give him some more cushion. And now here they are.
I mean, so that's the part of it, Murray, that blows me away. Like, even if they went your route and they had Brady signed, fine. They go my route, they get Garoppolo, fine. They go out on the free agent market to make a trade for someone who's actually good, fine.
Or that they actually target as opposed to just waiting there and taking the cheapest, least affordable guy on the market.
Exactly. Instead, they just stood there like they were waiting for a bus and said, well, we'll just go wherever it takes us. You know, we don't need a destination. No, we'll just hop on the first one that comes by. That's what we'll do. And now, because of that, their quarterback play blows.
Yeah. Or maybe it goes back to the whole Niners thing, too, and that Bill thought he had a trade with John Lynch for Garoppolo once they signed Brady, the Niners. And then Lynch screwed Tom and Belichick.
Did you see Bedard? He wrote something about this over the weekend, and he linked to there was a book written about Brady, Dave Wedge, former Herald reporter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He said that they updated the latest edition, and in that reported that the original call to San Francisco was to trade Tom Brady, that Bill wanted to trade Brady during that whole thing, and it ended up just setting the stage for Garoppolo when it came back around, which is something that was hinted at before, by
right.
the way. So, I mean, that wouldn't surprise me one bit. You'd have one less Super Bowl, but you'd be in better shape. So that's just sort of where we're at.
What a mess.
Long commercial-free segment is next.
Boston's home for sports. Failure and Mass. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
We'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
It's not complaining.
Oh, you had a mean boss. Aw.
It's just Felger.
No, 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 no. It's always no.
Felger, Mass. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Nukin in the pocket. Looks down the middle. Nobody open. Now he throws it on the go. Pass is picked off by Warner. On the far side of the field. Tackled at the 40-yard line by Myers.
Absolutely putrid. I don't know where he's throwing it. He panicked in the pocket. Slides up and it's like someone scared like a ghost from around the corner. The ball came out. I'm going to say it. This is a big drive right here for Cam Newton. Based on how he has played, the last 2.5 games he has played in, your team could potentially be staring at 2-4. It's a big drive for him, or I might go to Stidham.
From the 38, shotgun snap to Newton. Four-man rush. Throw out to the left, incomplete.
I'm ready.
Sticked it in the direction of Demir Byrne on the far side.
Get Stidham ready. Get him throwing. You got to do something, Bill. He ain't got it. He ain't got it today. He's not seeing it right. He's throwing balls in the ground. He's got time to throw. You got to make the switch.
White to the left of Newton. Works in the gun. Takes the shotgun snap. Pocket holding. Launches a deep ball down the middle for Myers, and it's going to be picked off. Running under it is Emmanuel Mosley back to the 5-yard line. Turns to the 10. Accelerates past the 25-30 along the near side.
Tackle.
40, 45, 50, and eventually tackled from behind by Keane.
Hey, Cam, you throw a pick, you're going to cover it, or are you going to stand in the middle of the field and watch it? 12-minute halftime, right? You need more than 12 minutes to take this team to the woodshed at halftime. You and I have caught a lot of games. I don't remember this bad a half of football in our time together.
Cam drops back. Looks down the middle. He throws it off Edelman's hand. Careens in the air. Picked off. Running it back across the 30-yard line. Jamar Taylor with the interception.
Edelman was wide open 2 seconds prior. He was wide open, and he waited. And I don't know what he's looking at.
It's San Francisco.
So that was Zoe yesterday, what it sounded like all day long. He was all over Newton, as he should be, calling for Stidham early in that game. You would have thought there, Miss?
Yeah, I just, you know, to me, Zoe's all over him. And then beyond that, this is why Edelman's frustrated. Because, you know, you hear Zoe say Edelman was open 2 seconds earlier. Edelman's played with the best in the business ever. He's used to the ball coming out quick, boom, I'm open, here you go. It doesn't have to take long. And so he's out there, he's open, the ball's not coming out. He's like, this guy doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. So I think that's what it is. I think Edelman's throwing his hands up going, this guy cannot process it.
So Newton's, you know, in a bad place. But I thought even when he was in a good place, it wasn't a good fit. Remember we had this conversation in the offseason?
Yes.
Like, I just don't feel like Newton's got a quick release, quick judgment, quick release. Like, that's just really not what I've always remember him being. You know, he's just not that guy. So I didn't think he and Edelman would be a match even in the best of times. I didn't. They had a great, you know, week two in Seattle, obviously. But that was really more down the field stuff.
I agree.
You know, like, I just don't think Newton's that quick release, quick decision maker. I mean, that's fine. His strengths is something else. But, you know, as I said before, I'd start to, and I know this is going to sound stupid, but I would start to feature Jacoby Myers, Demir Byrd, start going with those guys. Because I'm sorry, N'Keal Harry's a freaking waste. And Edelman's also at this juncture a waste of space. So, you know, start going to the, at least Jacoby Myers is trying. At least Jacoby Myers is playing and is, you know, there's effort there and there's some compete there. And I also think Damian Byrd at least gets open every once in a while. Like, N'Keal Harry feels like he's never open. And either Edelman feels like he's not open or Newton can't get him the ball quick enough. But I feel like those other two, there's a little something there. So just start featuring, I know that sounds stupid, right? Featuring two Jamokes. But you might as well, because those other guys, Edelman and the first-round pick, have done nothing.
Look, I'm game for anything. I also think they should get back to more of that read option stuff. Go back to what you were doing early in the year, because this guy's not a fit for the offense you want to run.
So there's one little side piece, and that is, you know, maybe Newton's just not the same after COVID. And maybe it hit him worse than he ever admitted. Because, you know, everyone says they're asymptomatic. It's just like, everyone. Yeah, I don't feel a thing. So maybe that's just a lie. Maybe it really socked him. You know, this weird little thing we talked about a little bit last week, and veganism and the, you know, depleted immune systems for vegans. I don't know. Maybe the whole thing hit him a little bit harder than has been let on. I have no clue. But
the only reason I discredit that is because he was bad in the game against the Raiders, you know? Where
yeah, he was. It's true.
That happened before that diagnosis. And so this has been trending now this way for three games that he's played in.
It feels to me like they have gotten away from what, I mean, I don't think it's, there's gray area there. Earlier in the year, it was a simplified, you know, read option and then throw off of that. And now it's more of a drop back and survey the field and pass, and he can't do it. And I don't think he did it in Carolina. I don't think he's ever been asked to do it, which is why part of me says it's not his fault. I'm not saying that he's played well, because he hasn't. But I also don't think they're playing to his strengths right now. And so if you're going to have Cam Newton, then run the read option and let him run. And if he gets hurt, so be it.
Right.
What do you get to lose now?
Seriously.
You know, and then so, you know, clearly you chose this path when you brought him in here. So if you're going to bring him in, play to his strengths, what the hell are they doing? This idea of having Newton drop back, go through his progression, he can't do it. He can't do it. You're asking him to learn a whole new thing at age 30 when he hasn't played in a year. Like, it's just, I don't think it works.
Okay, I promise. Right to your phones after Big Jim Murray's update. 90 seconds, no commercials.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.